English Bible, very good. If you can have one that's a little more difficult and you can understand it, that's okay. But if you're seeking God, He will reveal Himself to you.
你有一本简单一点的译本呢，很好；有复杂一点的译本呢，也很好。只要你寻求他呢，他总是会向你启示他自己。
I have a friend who was saved in prison, in solitary confinement in prison.
我有个朋友呢，他在哪里得救的呢？他是在监狱里得救的，被关的状态下信主。
He was reading the Bible while he was in prison.
他在监狱里呢读圣经。
And he read a verse that said, "Faith comes by hearing the word of God."
他读到一些经文说呢，信心是来自听见神的道。
So he thought, "How will I ever hear the word of God? Because I'm reading it right here. How can I hear it?"
然后他说呢，那我怎么能听见神的道呢？我不明明在读吗？我也没有听见谁跟我说。
So he said, "I must read the word of God out loud, audibly, so I can hear it."
所以他说呢，我要这样，我要把它读的出声，大声的读，这样的话我就听见了。
So in the prison cell.He is reading God's word audibly, out loud.
然后在监狱里呢，他就把神的圣经呢，他就读出来，大声的读出来。
And there were two windows in this cell, and guards stood at the windows watching so that the people here would not hurt themselves.
然后呢，有两个窗子，完了呢，还有门口有两个警卫。来看着里面的这些囚犯的不会互相伤害。
So my friend is reading the Bible out loud.
然后我的朋友呢大声的把圣经读出来。
And guess who is hearing the word of God?
然后他保证大家能听见神的。
The guards are hearing the word of God. Guess what happened to the guards?
然后那个守卫也在听神的道，你猜守卫怎么样
？They became Christians.
然后守卫就成了基督徒，他得救了。
Guess what happened to my friend? He became a Christian.
然后我的朋友也成为基督徒了。
Okay, so keep reading, keep listening, keep seeking, and God will reveal Himself to you.
所以呢，我们就读啊、就听，就持续的寻找，神总是会。向你启示他自己的。
Okay. Now, Harold has already told you that we won't, for the next few weeks or however long we go here, we want to talk about things that are lost.
那 Harold 刚才讲到呢，我们在未来的几周会讲一个主题，关于丢失丧。
And before I give you the Bible verse that we're going to talk about this morning,I want to tell you a personal story that happened to me.
那我们讲到这个关于失丧的经文之前呢，我们先分享一个我个人的故事。
I was in a place called Nassau in the Bahamas.
我以前呢在巴哈马岛的一个地方呢叫 Nassau.
Okay, it's a big island in the Bahamas. I don't know, is it the capital? I'm not sure. But anyway, whatever it is, it's a very famous place because it has all these amusement parks on it.
然后有各种各样的娱乐设施，是巴哈马岛的一个非常大的一个岛啊，可能也许是它首都不一定，那非常大的一个岛。
So I'm down there and I'm preaching, and somebody invites me to go to lunch.
那我在那呢是讲道，那有一个人呢邀请我去吃午餐。
So we go to just myself and my friend, and we go to this restaurant, but it was not in the nicest part of town.
那我们和我的朋友呢，就一起去这个餐馆。但这个餐馆的不所在的位置呢，不是在这个城区比较好的地方。
In a lot of places, there's a really nice part of town where the tourists go, and sometimes there's a not very nice part of town, and usually the tourists don't go there.
对，在一般在一个城里呢。会有一个比较好的地方呢，就游客愿意去的， 还有一些不是太好的地方的游客都不愿意去的，就那种地方。
But because my friend was from Nassau, and he knew where the really good food was, we went over to this not so nice part of town.
然后呢，正是因为我的朋友就是原来就在个 Nassau 岛上生活的，所以他知道好的地道的这个本地菜在哪里，所以他就带着我去到那个不是太好的那个一个城区的部分里。
And I'm assuming that it was a lot cheaper over here too.
当然那个地方也会更便宜一些。
Okay, so we have our meal, and I decided that I would pay for the meal. I wanted to pay for the meal that day. So I got up and went to the cash register to pay.
那一天呢，我特别想请我这个朋友吃饭，所以吃完了以后呢，我起来，我去那个账台，我去付账。
Now the restaurant wasn't very big, but there were lots of people in the restaurant.
那个餐厅不是特别大，但是人很多。
And I was the only one in the restaurant that was not a native of the Bahamas.
我刚刚好
，I'm the foreigner.
刚好那一次呢，我是在整个餐馆里的唯一一个非本地人。
So, I get up to the cashier and I say, I'd like to pay my bill.
然后我就去到柜台，账台，我说我来付单了。
And behind me, I heard a voice saying to me, "You must be a tourist."
然后在我身后呢，有一个人大声地跟我说，那你应该是个游客吧。
And I looked around, and there was a huge black man. Okay, and he was saying,You must be a tourist. I'm the only one in there that's white, first of all, you know.
我呢，我是唯一的一个这个白人在那里啊。那我一回头一看呢，有一个特别高大的一个黑人在后面，这盯着我说：“你是个游客吧？”
So, I said to him, no, I'm not a tourist.
然后我跟他说：“不，我不是一个游客。”
Yeah.And then he said to me, in their own way, what you doing here, man?
他就用他的方式啊，就比较直接粗鲁的方式，就是那你在这干什么呢？
Well, what are you going to tell him? I mean, what am I doing here? I said, I'm here preaching. I am a preacher.
然后我能告诉他什么呢？那我就实话告诉他。那我来这呢是讲道，我是一个传道人。
At which time he went like this, he said to his friend, "Did you hear that, boys? We got a preacher here today."
然后呢，他就转身跟他的那些朋友们大声地说：“你听见没有？我们今天来了个传道人，来讲道的。”就是调侃讽刺。
Now everybody in the restaurant is looking at the preacher, you know.
然后就这一下呢，整个餐厅的人每个人都抬头来看这个传道人。
So this big black man takes a step a little closer to me, and he said, "What do you preach, preacher man?"
然后这个高大的黑人呢，就往前走了一步，盯着我说，那。传道人，你想讲什么道啊？你来讲什么道的
？Yeah, this is a true story. I'm not making this up.、Okay.
这是一个真实的故事啊，我没有在编啊。
Yeah. So I said to him, "I preach that heaven is only for sinners." I said, "Do you qualify?"
然后我说呢，我讲的道是，天堂是只给罪人开放的，你合格吗？
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你知道我在说什么?
Heaven is only for sinners. You see, most people think heaven's only for good people, right? But heaven is only for sinners. That's what I preach. That's what the Bible preaches.
然后我就说呢，天堂是给罪人去的。很多人认为天堂是给好人去的，但是呢，我的讲道呢是天堂是给罪人去的，而且圣经也是这么说的。
And the conversation got very quiet at that point.
然后突然之间呢，整个嘈杂的这个餐厅呢，就变得很安静了。
You see, I think he wanted to somehow challenge me, but I think he realized that it was probably right what the Bible says.
我想呢，一开始他上来是想挑战我的，但是呢，当我把这个信息说出去的时候呢，这个圣经里对的信息呢，让他感觉这可能是对的。
Now,
让他谦卑一下。
If I said to you, heaven is only for sinners, do you think that that means that all sinners get to go to heaven?
如果我告诉你呢，天堂是给罪人去的，你是不是觉得所有地上的罪人都最后去了天堂？
No.
No. You see, the Bible says that God cannot accept sinners into his heaven. He can't.
圣经里也讲到的，神不能接受罪人去到他的天堂，他做不到。
But there is one person who accepts sinners. Do you know who that is?
但有一个人接受了罪人，你知道是谁呢？
His name is the Lord Jesus Christ.
那他的名字是主耶稣基督。
Okay. So as a sinner, I can go to the Lord Jesus Christ and accept what he did for me, and he forgives my sins, and he says, I am the only way. There's no other way. If a sinner is going to get to heaven, he's got to cross the bridge, and Jesus is the bridge. He's the only way to heaven.
如果来到耶稣面前，向他承认我是个罪人，我接受他，成他为我所做的一切救赎的功，成为我的救主，那我就能够去天堂。他是那唯一的道路，我们必须借着他才能到天堂。
Now earlier, I was asked a question about once you trust Jesus as your Savior, does that mean that there's no more sin in your life anymore?
那以前呢，我问大家一个问题，就是是不是我们信靠耶稣基督了？
There's still sin in my life, but my sins are forgiven now.
在我的生命里呢，依然会有罪，但是呢，我的罪被赦免了。
Someone put it like this: Christians are not perfect, but they are forgiven.
所以有人是这么来总结的，说基督徒不是完美的，但是他们是被赦免的。
所以Sin separates you from God.
罪让使你和神分开了。
Okay. And so when you trust the Lord Jesus, he said, I can take that sin away that separates you from God. I can forgive you of that sin so that you can be in God's family.
所以当我们信靠耶稣的时候呢，耶稣说我能把你和神之间那个罪的阻挡拿走了。让你能够跟神和好。
Okay. Now, we can say more about that, but we must get to our lesson. This closes at what time? 1 o'clock?
12 o'clock?
Okay, let's open our Bibles to Luke's Gospel, chapter 15.
到路加福音的15章。
Luke's Gospel, chapter 15.I don't know what the... Anyhow, I'll give it the Mississippi translation.
Okay.
Luke chapter 15. Everybody got it?
Yes.
Luke
chapter 15. Now, you're going to read that in Chinese?
Okay, yes.
Yeah. Go ahead and just read the first three verses.
我们读先读前三节哈，我帮大家读一下。众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。耶稣就用比喻说。
Okay, what's happening here is that the Lord Jesus has a bit of a crowd around him, and he is about to give some teaching.
那这里的背景是耶稣呢，身边围了好大一群人，他要开始来讲道了。
Now the crowd of the people are broken into basically two categories, two parts.
那围观的人呢，基本上呢分成了两群。
The Bible calls the first part in English, they're called publicans and sinners.
那第一一群人呢，是税吏和妓女，税吏和罪人。
The publicans was the tax collectors. They still don't like tax collectors today. Did you know that?
那税吏呢，就是收税的。那我们今天依然不喜欢这种人。
Okay, so you've got the tax collectors and the sinners. That's half of the crowd.
那人群的一半呢，就是那个税吏和罪人。
But the other half of the crowd is quite different. They are the very most religious leaders in the country. They're called scribes and Pharisees.
另外一半的一群人呢，他们是这个当时这个社会里最属宗教的那么一群人，我们管他们叫法利赛人和文士。
Now there's something very significant about these two groups.
两群人是非常鲜明的区别的。
One group came to hear what Jesus was saying, and the other group came to complain about what he was saying.
一群人是来听耶稣来讲什么的，另一群人是来挑刺儿，来抱怨耶稣来讲什么。
Said the tax collectors and the sinners, they wanted to hear what Jesus was saying.
那税吏和罪人呢，他们来是想听耶稣在讲什么。
But the religious leaders, they came complaining and murmuring, saying, you know, they'd go, I don't believe that. No, I don't believe that. No, and they were murmuring and complaining.
那那些法利赛人和文士呢，那他们来都是底下悄悄说，哎，其实我不相信，其实我也不相信。
The other thing that the religious leaders criticized the Lord Jesus about was they said, He's a friend with sinners.
那有一个很重要的角度，那些法利赛人指责耶稣的角度就是说，那他居然和罪人当朋友。
You see, those religious leaders, they had their nose up in the air. They were very proud, very righteous. They wouldn't talk to sinners. They wouldn't be a friend of sinners.
那些宗教领袖呢，他们的头是仰上天的，鼻子是上天的，然后他们抬头挺胸的说，我们才不跟罪人当朋友，我们是有义人。
So they were criticizing the Lord Jesus, and they said, He's a friend of sinners, and he eats with them.
所以他们指责耶稣，耶稣居然和罪人交朋友，不但如此，还跟罪人一起吃饭。
They said, we wouldn't be a friend of sinners and we wouldn't eat with them.
他说我们不会跟罪人交朋友，我们更不会和罪人一起吃饭。
So Jesus said, let me tell you a story.
这时候呢，耶稣就开始讲道，说我来跟你讲一个故事。
And next week. Unbelievable. Next week you must come to hear. Actually, I'm going to tell you.
How about the black guy?
What was it?
Yeah, how about the black guy?
Oh, the black guy. Oh, don't worry about him. He's still in Nashville. Yeah, the black guy. That's right. I hope to see him soon, you know. But Jesus said, let me tell you a story, and this is where we'll go, so that we've got all the introductions in now. But here's the point. Jesus is going to tell actually four stories. I'm going to give you the... I'm sorry.
耶稣要开始讲四个故事了。
And so I'll tell you what the four stories are about.
我会告诉你四个故事在讲什么。
And then next week we'll start. Okay?
我们下一周会继续详细的讲。
The first story is about a shepherd who lost a sheep.
那第一个呢，是讲牧羊人丢了一只羊。
He had 100 sheep and he lost one.
他有一百只羊，但他丢了一只。
That's the first story.
这是第一个故事。
The second story is about a woman.
第二个故事是讲一个女人。
She had 10 coins, pieces of money.
她有十块钱。
And she lost one.
她丢了一块钱。
Okay. And then there was a man who had 2 sons.
那还有一个人呢，他有两个儿子。
And one left home. He ran away. He was lost.
一个呢，他离开父母，他要去外面放荡，他丢了这个儿子。
So the first story, you got 1 out of 100.
第一个故事呢，你会看见是1%，一个从100个里丢了。
The second story, you got 1 out of 10.
你第二个呢，你会看见一个从10个里面丢了。
The third story, you have 1 out of 2.
第三个呢，是2个里面丢了一个。
But the stories are not over yet.
故事还没有结束。
But you will have to come back for the last one.
最后一个呢，你需要持续来就能听到最后一个。
Because the last one, there is 1 out of 1 that is lost.
因为最后一个是一个就丢了一个。
Great stories Jesus tells. So we'll see you next week. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for our time together. Bless each one as they go now and help them to understand what the Bible says about their need for Jesus.
祝福我们在座的每一位，帮助我们，明白圣经，也明白耶稣所讲的道。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you. What about the black?